and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. All over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and our affiliates all over Michigan. Thank you so much. Us in the fold of the outdoor world with you, man. We appreciate each and every one of you. We've been doing in 2020. 2006 is when we started, way back when we were talking about things like the dove bill and cougar sightings in Michigan. And, well, okay, one of those things came true, and never thought it was going to be cougar sightings. But so many things have gone on. We've welcomed and said goodbye to a lot of great sponsors. But for right now, we're sticking with our friends at Not Just Guns in Mason. Find them online at notjustguns.com and find them in Mason on Cedar Street at 127. And don't forget online, notjustguns.com, because of their Wednesday night online auctions, which are absolutely huge. You can pick up your firearm that you purchased on Thursday, and they will take great care of you at Not Just Guns. Also, our friends at Conquest Sense, which we'll be talking more about. And I'm just going to tease, we've got a new sponsor coming up in April, I do believe. It might even be sooner, but it's something that may draw a few eyebrows to be raised, and frankly, don't care. I want to get some good information out about these people, and I really think this is the way to do it. So let's bring that forward right now. Bring on our first guest for the show, David A. Rose, here on the Conquest Sense Hotline. Very happy to have David. He's an outdoor writer, longtime friend, angler, fishing guide, up in the Traverse City area, currently down in Novi for this weekend's Outdoor Rama. And David, it looks like the bad weather hit us ahead of Outdoor Rama, which was good, because normally it's smack dab in the middle of it. But with this long month, it looks like we got a little bit of a jump on that. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I appreciate being here. And it was exciting, just on I-75 and I-96, just to say the least. And, you know, I'm blessed. I live in Traverse City. We get a lot of snow, so I know how to drive on snow, and I have snow tires. And 40 miles an hour on I-75 and I-96, just trying to, because do they have plows down in this neck of the woods?
Well, you know, we were wondering that ourselves this morning when we got up and looked out the window and says, they must have took the day off or not realized what snow is, since we haven't had very much of it this year. But I don't know. It was a weird day yesterday that the plows really just decided to go, I'm not going to go out. But and you plow truck drivers listening, come on, I'm giving you grief. I love you guys. Thank you. Just leave my mailbox alone.
We appreciate
alone.
All you do, yes.
Yeah, and leave my mailbox alone. You've been on some fantastic journeys in your life. You've been around the country, around the world, fishing. But a journey you've taken on a personal level, you and I had talked about it way back when I started a quest, if you will, to better myself physically. To, you know, I dropped like 100 pounds, and then, you know, I got were probably a bit more challenging than most, I will say, and I kind of got away from it. And, well, I'm right back to where I was back when. So I say that I never really lost the weight. I misplaced it and then found it again. But
yeah, sometimes you just misplace that, and you know, it comes back sometimes. And I know you and I, oh my goodness, what was it, like 7 years ago or something like that?
Yeah.
We both kind of did a weight loss, we'll call it a challenge, and we both did really well. You know, I had gained a bunch of it back, but yeah, in the last, in 1 year's time, I lost 130 pounds this last year, you know?
And while people are listening, oh, well, wait a minute, what the hell here? This is my outdoor show. Why are you guys talking about weight loss? Well, you know, believe me, it's got a lot to do with it, because what we do as a weekend warrior, if you will, or an active outdoors person, our physical appearance overall has a lot to do with it. And getting up and down that tree stand, dragging a deer. I mean, we lose a few hunters every year due to heart attack because of you know, excitement or straining to pull that deer out or just physically getting to and from the tree stand. I mean, because we're not doing this exercise year-round, and this is why we're talking about it.
You know, I had a friend of mine have a heart attack while he was in his tree stand. No deer, there was nothing exciting happening, whatever. But, you know, he'd gotten up in there, and luckily he was... He kind of came to hanging upside down from his tree stand, you know, and it took him a while to get out of there because here he is, you know, he's a big guy, and he's up and stuff like that. So he's always been a big awakening. And I got to tell you, you know, deer hunting, fishing is so much enjoyable now that I've lost this weight. Just easier. Everything I do, getting in and out of the boat, easier. Walking to the tree stand, easier. Now, I will say I get cold easier because I'm so used to having outside insulation and that kind of thing. But no, I mean, I'm going to be having a website coming up here soon, and it's about a healthy journey. Being I'm an older guy now. What am I? I'll be 53 this year or something like that. And you know, I feel like I'm 25 again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just from the weight loss. And so yeah, the hunting and fishing is just that much more enjoyable, that much easier when you just you lose that weight.
You know, and I'll say this too. I agree with you in that respect, because when I went through that, you know, even at my current weight, I was traveling, out to Wyoming, keeping up with guys literally half my age out there, you know, and they're looking at me like, how the hell are you doing? I'm like, well, just because I can, this is what I'm doing. But when that weight came off, things were a lot easier. But there is a lot more to this than just weight loss. There is a psychological aspect that we go through. And real quickly, I'm going to mention it because you and I talked about this yesterday. When I was losing the weight, when things were coming off, there were flashbacks of things that came up out of nowhere, absolutely out of nowhere, that occurred to me when I was at that weight in my life. And I don't know how that happens. It's almost like memories are stored in fat cells, and when they were released... Laugh at this and think about all you want, but when I told you this, you didn't laugh.
No. This has been it's not just the mindset of, yes, I'm going to lose this weight. There was no reason someone as big as I, because I've lost 140 technically since my heaviest ever, and just like you say, the memory, you know, there's things you repress, you know, when you had some weird stuff in your childhood or this or that, and there's no reason anybody is 100 pounds or more overweight without some kind of something. There was something that triggered that. You know, it just wasn't because you ate too many grandma's Christmas cookies and gained 10 pounds. You know, that kind of thing. So that's one of the things that's been great about my hunting and fishing in that. You know, sitting in the deer blind this last fall, I mean, just there was a lot of good thoughts and a lot of... You know, just a lot of memories that came back, and you forget about these things sometimes. You repress them when you're young or whatever. And so, yeah, it's not just the psychological part of, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to lose X amount of pounds. But, yeah, it brings it all up. Yeah.
It does. David A. Rose is our guest here.
Correct. It's embarrassingly out of date, but it is there.
Kind of like mine. I'm doing my best to keep it up. We're going to talk more with David here in a couple of minutes because, and again, it appeals to us as sports persons in Michigan because we get out, and these are things that are important to do in a bit of a healthier way. And we're going to talk more about that, being brought to you by Not Just Guns. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to MichiganRadio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State on our website and the world on our podcast, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks to our great affiliates all over Michigan carrying the show. Another great sponsor coming on. Can't wait to talk about that. So much to talk about. It's getting to be that point of the year where it's spring. Look, we're already here. We're past the first of the year where everybody's made their resolutions. We're into now the Lenten season where if you're Catholic like me, you know, and you think about, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to sacrifice during this time of year from the religious aspect? But what are we going to do about ourselves for not only ourselves, but our family and our friends and the people that care about us? And you know, this is a weird thing to talk about sometimes on an outdoors radio show. And I get that. But I want things to happen like what happened to my wife's uncle January of last year. David, out shoveling, massive heart attack, probably yeah. had passed before he hit the snow. You know, and, wow. and he always seemed to be in good shape. You know, just again, another one of these cases of somebody who just retired and never got to enjoy it. And believe me, my wife is on me about getting checked, getting healthy, and you know, and that's fine. And that's her right to do so because she'd kind of like to see me around, whether it's to shovel the driveway or whatever.
No, I totally get it. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, I just mentioned in the earlier segment there, you know, I've had friends that have had heart attacks out in the woods and stuff like that. And it's funny, I get a lot of people saying, well, you just added a lot more years to your life because of my weight loss. And I said, you know what? I've actually done, because who knows when I'm going to go.
Right.
But I've added a lot more life to my years. And it, again, just the weight loss itself, you know, the knees feeling better, this, that, everything else. I'm able to enjoy the outdoors. And I think that's one of the things that we miss out on life is just being outside anymore. And, you know, I got to admit, you know, depression and anxiety can kick in, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it's just easier to sit in your lazy boy and, you know, scroll your smartphone on social media or do whatever. And instead, you know, put on the boots, go walk in the woods, go mushroom hunting this spring. I mean, just as simple as that. It's not about harvesting. It's just get your butt outside. And it's amazing how good that is for the brain. And yeah. And so, yeah, that weight loss thing, the whole thing, it just really helps.
David A. Rose, our guest here at Wild Michigan, and his website, wildfishing.com. A new website's coming. David, let's talk about your journey, what you've done here in this segment, because it's kind of a short segment and you've had a long road to get to where you're at. Just cutting things out, there's psychology involved.
Oh, yeah. One thing, I'm very blessed in the Traverse City area where I live. We have a great psychologist who specializes in folks who were big or are big or whatever. So this person knows how to kind of just help you see maybe some different things in different lights. I just discovered another counselor in the Traverse City area. I do believe it's True North Counseling. He doesn't have an office. You actually just, you walk the trails with him. You go snowshoeing. And you're yakking as you're out in the woods doing whatever it is you're doing. And I know he's a very big advocate of outside, get your kids outside, get outside. And, yeah, it's being outside, hunting, fishing, whatever it is we do, mushroom picking, it is so good for the soul. And it's, yeah, it just helps you breathe a little easier. And then, of course, that weight loss comes too.
You know, it really, really, I mean, it puts you in such a better place. Look, all of the opportunities we have outdoors, and you know what? And I told you, this gets to be work. It's time for me to kind of get out. And being work in the outdoors industry, I did hit a wall. I did have that point where, you know what? I haven't touched a fishing pole in 3 years. I haven't done the hunting I normally do. I would like turkey hunt, and that would be it. Not because of the physical activity, but just because it's something that I'm teaching my wife and it's a little bit easier and she'll hunt turkey, which is great. But I mean, the other stuff, it because of everything that's going on in the state with like CWD and the back and forth and all this other stuff, it just really got to be unenjoyable. And to have a show and to not participate in some things is kind of difficult. I mean, I can talk about it all day, but getting out there physically doing it sometimes gets to be a chore, and it shouldn't be.
Right. It shouldn't be a chore. It should be just something that you should automatically do. I've been finding myself, I try and get up early in the morning, and I'll just even drive. Instead of make coffee at home, I'll go down to the local convenience store, grab a coffee, and then just drive the two tracks, you know, just to even if the weather is real nasty and it's just super cold or something like that, just to be in that little bit of outside realm, even though I'm in my truck. And of course, I'll get out and walk around and do all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's extreme for us to be outside. You know, social media has changed everything. There's so much about catching or harvesting or, you know, shooting a deer or this or that. And it's really, the outdoors isn't really, you know, it's maybe you did catch a couple walleye. That's great. But it's being in that moment. And that's the hard part for me, or it was, just being in that moment, really realizing, you know, I'm standing in a river. I'm on the ice on the moment, and it's not about catching a limit of fish.
You know, and that's true. And I was looking at some pictures of a friend. Yeah, but the adventure, getting to that point, is what's important. And then you can't share that all the time on social media. And, you know, it's like getting to that point of the weight loss, like you talked about. This isn't something that you're in the gym 3 hours a day, 7 days a week either.
No, I lost 130 pounds and I didn't exercise at all. It was all about calories in and calories out. And then now I'm starting to work. I've actually gained like 8 or 9 pounds because I've been working out at the gym and I'm starting to gain muscle, and muscle is much more dense than fat.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, if I've gained 5 pounds of muscle, it, you know, my pants still fit the same and my shirts and everything like that, but I've actually gained, when, you know, it's not just about the scale. And that's a hard one to learn. That's a hard one to learn because, hey, I lost 2 pounds this week or whatever it was. And it's funny, there was a number I wanted to get to. I was literally 2 pounds, and I hadn't seen that since junior high or whatever it was, you know, that kind of thing. So I was at 201 for a couple days, and then I started working out more, and of course I gained some of that back because of the muscle growth and stuff. So that's part of the psychological part too. It's not just about what the scale says, it's about what you're doing.
And I agree completely. I got down to 225. That was probably the lowest point I've ever been. For a guy 5'9 and a half, 225, people think, you know, that's going to be pretty big. But you know what? I was very muscular. I was very happy with myself. But then again, I was the guy working out 3 hours a day in the gym, 5 days a week, which, you know, David, on this road that he's on, and hopefully I will get on this. I'm hoping for, because alone is never fun. And, you know, and I know my wife wants to get back at it as well. It's a daily complaint for both of us that we don't buy new clothes because we don't like the numbers that that we're looking at. So the size numbers. So, you know what? It's all about what you can do, when you can do it. And it all starts here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
And waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And we are being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns in Mason. Look for their Wednesday night auctions online, notjustguns.com, and their full complement of new and pre-owned firearms, great everyday carry firearms, knives, accessories, ammunition, magazines, whatever it is you need. By all means, notjustguns.com. They are definitely the good guys in the gun industry. And I love dealing with Mike and everybody over there, as they have been very helpful to me over the past year. My gosh, it's been a year that they've been with us already. But very happy to have them on. Also, Conquest Sense out of Davidson, Michigan. We'll talk more about them in a little bit. David A. Rose joining me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm the worst. You know, there's another gentleman on the radio that says that, you know, and I hear that, and sometimes it's true. Better than I deserve.
You know, and that's I don't know, man. You work pretty hard, and we talked about a lot of things in the first hour of the show, of some things going on with you, and you know, and we'll follow up with those things. as we go. But here we go. We're looking at March. March to me means a few things. I mean, Steelhead run during the winter, yes, but I'm talking about that spring run, late March, early April, and we're going to have the walleye run coming up. But let's talk a little bit about Steelhead at first. We have not had a big freeze. We have not had a lot of snow, which, I mean, we've had the water up on the Great Lakes and in some of the rivers. We might see some normal water levels and be able to actually get to these fish come springtime, I hope.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? We are having a very mild winter, as everyone knows. My buds who guide on the rivers such as the Pier Marquette or the Big Manistee or wherever, they're seeing some really fresh fish coming in the rivers already. Because it's very March-like conditions going on right here as you and I talk at the end of February. So don't delay.
Right.
Don the waders and hit some of these rivers. You'll be surprised. Now, you know, some people complain, you know, there's not as many fish. You know, some of my guide buddies, they used to go out and, you know, their clients would land like 25 fish or something for the day or some outrageous number like that. And, yeah, they're seeing maybe 5-6 fish a day. So the numbers may not always be as what they were back in the whoever, you know, back in our heydays. But, yeah, just getting outside and just going out there and maybe hooking up with a beautiful chrome steelhead.
You know what? That is honestly by far one of my favorite species to fish in Michigan is spring. And then even in the fall, because the fall time you're a little less geared up, but the action is every bit as good. But steelhead in general, I mean, you can get some big fish. I mean, with our buddy Chad Shaw, I had one of the best days ever on the Muskegon River. Well, we're pulling in 12.5-pound fish, which is a big steelhead. And there is something so majestic about those fish, about how strong they run in the river, how when they break the surface and everything else. And it's just an incredible species that we have here in Michigan.
No, they're beautiful looking, and like you said, they fight hard. I've always said, you know, the fish that have names that start with an S are always some of the hardest fighters, so like smallmouth or even sunfish or whatever. But steelhead, there's something about that. Now, you talked about the fall. I know it's not fall right now, but I mean, those fish are in there just to do one thing, and that's eat. And when you hook them, I've had them jump, you know, literally 8 feet out of the water and stuff like that. It's just it's an incredible feeling, and it's just fun. It's just fun to catch those fish. And in March, excuse me, before they start, because steelhead are, you know, and they spawn in the spring. So once, always fresh fish that are coming in. But there's something about the end of February, early March, when those fish are in, and they're still taking the nutrients. So they're eating bugs or spawn or this or that or whatever they can munch on. It's just a good time of year to get out there.
Now, David A. Rose is our guest here, wildfishing.com. He's a guide. He's an outdoor writer here in Michigan up in the Traverse City area. David, we always talk about match the ground in the rivers this time of year that they are foraging on, because we have to match. We have to present them with something that they're going to see as a regular food source. And this is something that, you know, from beginner to seasoned professional that has to know. I mean, it may not always be that thing that's working all the time.
Oh, right. Well, you know, this time of year, there's not a lot of salmon spawning or anything. There might be some straggler coho or chinook even that come in. And so there might be a wayward egg or something like that the fish will feed on. But really, it's going to be more about, you know, nymphs. The mayfly nymph, for an example, the wiggler, they call them. You know, the Hexagenia lobata, that mayfly nymph. You got that. You got caddis. You got all sorts of stuff. I mean, I remember years ago, I had kept a steelhead. So as I do my flay and all that stuff, I check the stomach contents and whatnot. Sticks, berries, whatever. So this fish was feeding, and it wasn't even sure what it was feeding on, obviously. And it must have been sucking up some nymphs here and there. And obviously, those are digested. But so, yeah, there's all sorts of matter. There's all sorts of critters that these steelhead are feeding on. And so they're kind of opportunistic. And this time of year, it really is about all those nymphs that wiggle around in the rocks and whatnot is really. And then, you know, soon suckers will come up in the rivers and start spawning. So then, you know, you've got, again, wayward eggs You got other steelhead that are spawning, and so you may have some wayward eggs. So, you know, spawn bags, you know, something with the fish eggs in them are still always a good choice.
You know, you mentioned, you know, rocks and twigs and stuff. It reminded me of that scene from Jaws when they opened it up and had a Louisiana license plate in its belly.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. You know, just indiscriminately was eating, maybe picking things up off near the bottom, and that's what got sucked in.
Yeah. I mean, look at some of these lures that we put a hook on it, jig, and eventually the fish might hit that. Now, they're not eating spark plugs. But, you know, it's just that, you know, it was there, it had some flash to it, it was wiggled just right or whatever, and the fish went out there and swiped at it. And a lot of times that's what these steelhead do, too, is they don't even know exactly what they're eating. I mean, beads are still a big thing where, you know, the actual plastic beads, and they're putting them up a few inches up above the hook, that kind of thing. And they do that because you're getting a good hook set that you can, it's in the fish's lip, and you can release that fish a lot easier and stuff. So, but plastic beads. I mean, fish aren't eating plastic beads, and they're not even really eating too many eggs right now, but still, it's that opportunity. They don't even know what they're striking at, and boom, they eat it.
Yeah, and, you know, again, a little color, a little something that, you know, nothing too big, and you know, it could be food. And the way that they're moving through the course of the water right now, again, here we are heading into March. You know, I'm just getting excited for the thought of it. You know what? It's been a little while since I've done it, and we talked about that in the first segment of the first hour. But it's time for me to get back in the water, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And it's time for me to do the same thing. And again, you know, you and I talked about this, the whole weight loss thing, this, that, and it's just a mental state of mind. And I think getting outside is probably the number one things you can do. You have to make yourself grab a fishing pole, and it's not about catching a limit of steelhead. It's about just going out there and being in that moment, making some drifts. Boom. You might catch a fish, you might not, but you're in that. I mean, trout live in some beautiful places.
Absolutely.
And all fish do.
Absolutely. Going to talk more with David A. Rose here on Wild Michigan, being brought to you by Conquest Sense.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Being brought to you by Not Just Guns in Mason. NotJustGuns.com is where you can find them online or physically at Cedar Street 127 in Mason. Great. It looks like a small store from the road, but don't let that size fool you. They have got a huge selection of new and pre-owned firearms, everyday carry firearms, tactical firearms, also some great hunting stuff in there as well. And they will take good care of you. They are my highest recommendation for firearm dealers in this area and all over the state, as far as I'm concerned. I love those guys over there. So I would deal with them personally and have quite a bit so far. And also our friends at Conquest Sense, we are happy to be bringing them back on board as well. David A. Rose joining us here technically up from Traverse City. He's here a little bit closer on some official business. But right now, David, I want to kind of take it from maybe a beginner's perspective. We talked a little bit about steelhead fishing, and what I really like is this is something you can actually fish with a bobber, with a float.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, it's so funny. Steelhead. I was in the Boardman River downtown Traverse City, literally made a cast. The float didn't seem to want to float right. Well, I didn't realize it because a steelhead went up and grabbed my bait literally within the first 10 seconds of me casting. And, yeah, it's a very visual way to fish. And I think float fishing has really taken off. There's no doubt there's guys and gals out there using center pin rods and reels, which are basically, they look like a fly rod, but the line just comes off naturally. There's no clicker. There's no anything like that. So you get a really great drift. So, yeah, you can cast a float, yeah, Carlisle float or whatever, and all sorts of different kinds of steelhead floats. And you're just getting that most natural presentation possible going down the river. And you know, obviously there's guys and gals that are really good at it. And a bobber, we'll call it. You're correct.
Now, that kind of keeps things at a consistent level. But talking about you know, what type of line and then what type of line after the fact we're using, because I mean, steelhead are a very sensitive fish when it comes to visual.
Oh yeah, several guides or maybe drift past them. So I tend to use, when I use my center pin rod and reel, for an example, I tend to use I like that little bit of stretch. So I know there's a lot of great applications for, oh, super lines, you know, like Fireline or Power Pro or any of that kind of stuff. But it's not always the best, especially this time of year, because that tends to freeze up a little bit. So I still enjoy monofilament as a main line, and then I can drop down and test, could be fluorocarbon. And fluorocarbon is not monofilament. It's very dense. You just get a really nice drift with it. They say it's virtually invisible in the water, but, I mean, obviously there's some light refraction and stuff that happens there. But you can beef up your line a little bit. Let's say back in the day, we used to use, you know, 12-foot rods, at least 15 feet, ultra light, using 2-pound test monofilament tippet because, I mean, that's, you just had to make that thing look natural and how it runs in the water. And using these floats, I can beef that up to maybe 6-pound or something like that, so you stand a little better chance, because I caught a lot of big fish on 2-pound test line, and that's not easy. And that's one nice thing. So, yeah, 10-pound main line tends to be my norm. Might be 8-pound, just depends on the situation. And then 4 or 6-pound test fluorocarbon leader, and then whatever your offering is.
David A. Rose joining us here on Wild Michigan. David, when you're fishing a 2-pound test or even something a little bit heavier like a 6-8 fluorocarbon, you really got to match up that rod with what you're doing, because that's going to be the workhorse, you know, controlling everything with the fish and how much force to, you know, pressure. I mean, there's a lot of science involved when you really break it down, but, you know, this isn't something like you're going out with an 8-foot flipping stick.
Today, they were noodle rods, is what they were called. And I mean, when you were using 2-pound test leader or whatever, boy, I mean, you had to have, I mean, it bent down in the butt, and here you got a 12 noodle, and that's your shock absorber. So if you are out there, let's say you're casting maybe a spinner or something like that, you're going to need a rod with a little more beef to it, maybe a medium action, 8.5, 9.5-foot rod. So again, you're not going to use, like you said, a flipping stick and trying to go down to 4-pound test fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need a rod that's going to have a little flex to it, because that is your shock absorber. Correct.
Now, there's a lot of them out there. I know you have your favorites. Comparably, when it comes to name brand, you know, I mean, look, the price point is everything to a lot of people. Can we get a good quality rod at St. Croix prices? And I'm only using that name because I know they tend to be some of the most expensive yet really good rods in the business.
Oh, you know, St. Croix is a wonderful company. They have like a White River series that's very affordable, that's and very nice rods. And so, you know, even Shimano, they have some great steelhead rods. Fenwick, I was just, you know, the last thing I need to do is buy another fishing rod right now. But, you know, I'm at Outdoor Ramen. Of course, I'm touchy-feely with everything. And you know, I saw a Fenwick rod that was, you know, it's going to be $90 or something like that. But, man, what a beautiful rod. But, and you know, all, so it's not always just about price. There are some great rods out there. That aren't super expensive. And so what you do is you just got to know your application. Are you surf fishing? Are you drifting with a float? Are you casting a spinner or a body bait or something like that? So they're great. I mean, the technology compared to, I mean, back in the day, I was using some pretty heavy glass rods, very, you know, compared to what they are now. And so there's just some beautiful stuff out there. And I mean, somebody can go spend $50 on a steelhead rod and have a rod that's, yeah, it's going to last them a lifetime.
Yeah, I'll say back in the days of Gander Mountain, I bought a guide series, and I've caught plenty of steelhead on it, and it's been a great rod. Mind you, I'm just using, standard rod reel combination, but it's built and it's been great for river fishing. I'd like to graduate to a center pin and a much nicer rod someday soon, and I'm sure I will. But you know, if you're just starting out, don't kill yourself. You know, teach yourself the game first, and then the rest will come a little bit easier. But David A. Rose, I appreciate your time and expertise as all you use at Outdoorama this weekend, and of course, a lot of other things going on down there. Find them all on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by Not Just Guns and Conquest Sense here on the Michigan Talk Network.